For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth. After steady declines in active COVID-19 cases, Arkansas saw a slight uptick yesterday. The Department of Health reported 700 new cases on Thursday, with active COVID-19 cases up by 118 people from Wednesday. Hospitalizations declined by 26 people, and 10 more virus-related deaths were recorded. The Oklahoma Department of Health reported 31 additional deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, with 1,181 new infections. And the number of Arkansans getting vaccinated has increased, but some are still wary of getting the shot. Last night, during a virtual town hall on Arkansas PBS, Dr. Shane Spate, Dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University, said ongoing conversations are proving effective.
I do some work for the Jonesboro Police Department, and I've got a pretty obstinate group there, but working on them month after month after month. Just a week ago, I get a text, a screenshot of his vaccination card. And so it's that chipping away. It's that trust and that conversation that you have to have.
Dr. Keeley Ferris, CEO of the Lee County Cooperative Clinic in Marianna, said more African Americans in the state are choosing to get vaccinated too.
People are just literally tired of this pandemic. And so that is forcing them to say, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to not only protect myself and my children, but to help get us out of this mess that we are in.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health, over 1.3 million Arkansans are now fully vaccinated. And the J.B. and John L. Hunt family have gifted $3 million to support child abuse victims in Northwest Arkansas. The donation, announced yesterday in a press release, will fund a new, bigger facility for the Children's Safety Center on Gene George Boulevard in Springdale, south of Arvest Ballpark. The center says it has seen a 52% increase in children served over the last 5 years. And former President Bill Clinton was admitted to a Southern California hospital on Tuesday with a non-COVID-19 related infection. On Thursday, a spokesperson for the 75-year-old said he is in good condition and on the mend. This is KUAF.